Welcome to Central Moments. When I was a little kid in Sunday school, and we'd sing these Christian songs, and one of them had to do, I don't remember exact words or the tune, but it had to do with being jewels in God's crown. So I don't know what your spiritual self-esteem is right now. I find probably too many people feel mildly guilty. I fall short in a lot of ways. But this is a great invitation for us not to think emotionally about our lives, but to think theologically. How does God look at us through the lens of grace? And he will tell us here in Zechariah chapter 9 that we're jewels in his crown. And it's a wonderful revelation. And here's how it impacts, beginning with verse 14. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash with lightning. And the sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south. And the Lord Almighty will shield them. So they're building the temple, rebuilding the destroyed temple in Jerusalem. And in the second half of Zechariah, God keeps pointing to that ultimate temple of God's sanctuary after Jesus comes again. And he will champion peace. And so he said this moment where the trumpet will sound. Paul says that when Jesus comes again, the trumpet of the Lord will sound, and those who have died as Christians, died in Christ, they will rise first, and then we who are still alive at the sounding of that trumpet will also be caught up with the Lord in the air to ever be with him. And so you have the sort of the elements of that right here in Zechariah 9, 400 years before Jesus actually came the first time. The sounding of the trumpet, the entrance of a king. These pictures of the second coming of Christ. Verse 16, the Lord their God will save his people on that day. As a shepherd saves his flock, and they will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. What an amazing picture of God's destiny for you and me. The trump's going to sound. God's going to save his people on that day, take them to be with himself. He's going to shepherd. He, like a shepherd, will save us for eternity, and we will sparkle. It's not like we'll be kind of these dull nuisances that God has to put up with for all eternity. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. And even today, that expression, to be a jewel in his crown, it really means something. It refers to something that is most valuable, important, most admired among all others of its kind. I want to tell you, God loves you in ways you can't understand. And in eternity, because of what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross, he's going to make us sparkle like jewels. He's going to make us sparkle in the land, in his eternal land, in his new heaven and new earth. That's how he looks at you. Earlier in Zechariah, there is in one of Zechariah's night vision this declaration that we as God's people are the apple of his eye. So we're the focus of his attention. It's an expression of great affection. And yet now we see this picture of our destiny, that we're going to sparkle in the land as jewels in his crown. And verse 17, I mean, he's just not letting go of this. The next verse there in Zechariah 9, how attractive and beautiful they will be. Grain will be among the will make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. These pictures of abundance and thriving, and how attractive and beautiful they will be. I want to tell you, if your sins are forgiven, if your faith is in Christ, if you're walking in the life of the Spirit, you're beautiful in the sight of God. You're his child. He loves you. My wife and I just had a grandchild, our first, and boy, he steals your heart. And I want to tell you, that's nothing compared to what you look like to God. His heart is all around you, and he's going to make you sparkle because you're attractive and beautiful in Christ. All he sees is you clothed with Jesus' righteousness, the Jesus who died in our place. So I want you to have some good, healthy spiritual esteem. Don't be down on yourself today. Just see yourself as God sees you. Think theologically, not emotionally, about your life. And understand, he's out to make you sparkle. Thank you for this, Lord. We love you. We praise you. Shine through us. Make us sparkle. And how amazed we are that we could be a jewel in your crown. In Jesus' name, Amen.